Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Another day and another show of remembering Ace. Ace has been gone a week now. He was found deceased in his home last Tuesday. And yesterday was all lighthearted stories of Ace, and we got more of that coming up today. It was very therapeutic, as the kids say, therapeutic. Because I've been, you know, I've had so many things, as I'm sure everybody else has, just, I mean, spinning just from this thing to that thing, and having to, and I don't want to get into too many details, but having to take care of this loose end and that, and talk to this person. And y'all know how I am about my phone going off all the time. And
yeah,
I can't just respond to somebody. I got to sit and think about it and go, they're expecting me to respond in some kind of a profound way, with what you call a profundity.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of pressure on me that, you know, that I did not need.
No, well, listen,
I don't need that. So yeah, having fun and sharing fun stories about Ace is very, very nice. So let's do more of that. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, everybody got to learn about how Ace, I guess he learned a hard lesson on how to maneuver Instagram. But did he ever learn the lesson? That's the thing. I don't think he ever did. I don't think he ever stopped doing on Instagram what you told him to stop doing. Yeah. So that's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Skoni spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course, redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, a beautiful new modern hotel perfectly situated in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
The Cabarrus Arena has a packed calendar right now, but if you need space for an event, they've got you covered. 150,000 square feet of space to suit any event needs. They've got it. Go to CabarrusArena.com to check them out. CabarrusArena.com.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay said that she will laugh about this the rest of her life. yesterday in Remembering Ace, we were discussing how Ace learned or was supposed to have learned how to maneuver Instagram. So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
When Instagram first became popular, and they set us up with Instagram accounts, the young people on the show did, Ace and I both thought that what you were supposed to do is if people were following you, then you would follow them back. So, I mean, it's just like keeping up with listeners, you know. And it got to a point where Riggins would say, you're not really supposed to do that. And by that time, you know, we had already liked a bunch of, you know, a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Or followed a bunch of people. And I stopped. But Ace never quite got that, did he?
No, he didn't. He would follow back everybody that followed him. He just thought that's the way it worked. But, you know, he also had access to our show account, the Ace and TJ Show on Instagram. And, you know, if you open Instagram, you can switch back between profiles. You just hold your – well, he would forget to switch back sometimes. So I'd wake up in the morning and we'd have three new DMs from, like, hot chicks on monster truck tires and big butts on Yeti coolers and, like, these crazy, you know, not safe for work accounts. And I'd go, Ace, you got to stop doing it. He goes, I didn't do that. And I go, well, who else did? Yeah. Like,
who? TJ doesn't even know how to get on the show account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, hot chicks on monster truck tires sounds cool, but something about this says it's you.
Yeah, I don't know what, but
finally Riggins goes, you know, people can see when you like someone's account. Like it pops up, oh, he started following this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And he would wonder why he was getting all these.
I don't know what's going on. Of course you do. Yeah. Of course you know what's going on. You followed him. Yeah. You hit the follow button.
Big butts on Yeti.
Yeah, big butts
like
on Yeti.
It was like the crazy big butts. Big
butts on tires.
Butts on tires. And this is just a raunchy, hot, it's something about like hot chicks on bikini girls on motorcycles. These girls are more tatted up than some of those hair bands.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, a lot of them reminded me of, you know, the little exhibits that I saw at Daytona Bike Week. Yeah. You know, it's like,
oh my gosh.
Why are we following these accounts?
Yeah. He liked that. He did like that.
And then Riggins would get mad whenever Ace would get into an argument with somebody on the show page or whatever, one of these show accounts.
You would do that all the time, going back and forth. I'm like, hey, I would just block them or ignore it. You're not making good points, second of all.
Yeah,
you're making an awful argument.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So remember, I can't believe it. We went all day yesterday and didn't even mention this. People ask about, you know, making a donation to a charity in Ace's honor, you know, in his memory. You can go to our website, tjriggins.com, and there is a link to you can donate to our charity, which is named for his daughter, who was killed in a car accident several years ago. It's called Peyton's Promise. Or, you know, any charity that you see fit, just make the donation in his name, and it would be great. Also, any memories that you have or pictures or anything you want to share, you can do that on tjriggins.com as well. Anytime maybe you had met Ace in the past or, you know, of course you would have met him in the past. Well, you can't meet somebody in the future.
True.
Yeah, you have pictures and any of that kind of stuff or your what it was like meeting him and just anything you want to share about it at tjriggins.com. People would talk about the differences in our demeanors, you know. And because I carry on sarcasm and over the top silliness on the show about, you know, being a snob and thinking about, you know, thinking like I'm, you know, Mr. Cool and all of that. It was actually the opposite in real life, to where Ace was always desirous of being looked at as a celebrity, as a, you know, as a bigger than life figure, not in an egotistical way or anything like that, but just kind of in a big life way. And I'm way more into, you know, not talking about myself and just kind of drifting back, you know. Well, I'm more of an introvert, definitely.
Yeah.
Than he was. But it was so animated, the way that he would go about expressing this. And one of the things that just says it all was when we would go to these conferences and things, and then he would say, instead of when we walk in, I want everybody to go, oh, well, there's Ace and TJ. He'd say, when those doors to that conference, that ballroom swing open, I want them to say, there they are. And then, you know, with his chest thrown out and, you know, all of that. So he was always that way, though. I mean, he was always just, everything was dramatic and boom, boom, it's just bigger than life. And that's the way he would speak. But a lot of Southerners are that way. A lot mm-hmm. of Southerners will speak in dramatic terms. Mm-hmm. You know, their relatives don't go to jail. They get locked up. No. You know, things yeah. of that
way
nature.
Worse.
Yeah. And that's the way he was. But Monica, that used to work for us, she said that, you know, when she would get there to work every morning, she'd be at her desk. We had a huge office that had just our cubicles in it. And she said that he would come in, put his briefcase down, and she would say, good morning, Ace. And he'd go, hey, what's up? And then he would like look at something that was on his desk and go, these, God. And then he'd start getting mad and throw his briefcase down yeah. and storm off to the studio. And she said that a few minutes later, she'd hear the door open in the hall. And then she would hear me singing just like the stupidest song, just walking down the hall singing the stupid song like I didn't even know what was going on. And probably because I didn't,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. yeah.
He was really good a lot of times about, he would handle the, you know, what we would call the business type stuff on things like that. So I could concentrate on being funny, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. he wouldn't hit me with, he would rather take that first thing in the morning mm-hmm. and then I could, you know, be in a good mood to be silly on the radio. But I mean, ultimately it ended up meaning that everybody loved me more than they did. I'm kidding, of course.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace. I just remembered the biggest example of Ace speaking in dramatic terms. You know, he's always talking, he's so dramatic in the way that he spoke. We had been on, we had a charity called Ace and TJ's Grin Kids, and we would take a huge, like 737 of kids with special needs and terminal illnesses and their families to Disney World for an all expenses paid trip. Well, we had, it was an exhaustive trip. I mean, it was just a roller coaster of emotions and also, you know, physical things that, you know, because we carried bags and carried children and, you know, it was taxing. And we got back from that 4-day trip and he went home and it was when he was still married to Seanette and they got into some kind of a little little tiff or something. And he laughed about it later because he said that he told her, he goes, "You giving me a hard time? I've been out there making miracles happen for these families."
Yeah.
The drama.
Been out here making miracles happen. You're going to be nitpicking me, starting a fight with me.
I remember y'all making fun of him for that.
Yeah. That's a classic.
That is a good
line.
One.
Yeah. I'm making miracles. Somebody did mention that in one of their notes at tjriggins.com/A's. Mm-hmm. They said, "I hope he's you know, up there making miracles happen." Or no, he would be ahead of the miracle making department.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I say he is.
Yeah, he is.
And you're not. Mm-hmm. He wasn't wrong. He was. You guys were making miracles.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
It was a little dramatic.
It's the dramatic effect.
It was definitely dramatic. I mean, but
can you ever see me saying that?
No.
Yeah.
Jody. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I've been out here making miracles.
I love that.
What have you been doing?
He gave us a good line, though, for everything. Oh, I'm making miracles happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry. You're so busy. I've been making miracles happen. Yeah. Classic Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well. But the thing is that he would recognize it later, and then he the way we knew that happened is because he came and told us.
Yeah,
he knows it was funny.
Yeah, sure.
He'd catch himself and go, "Oh, wait a minute, that's over the top."
Yeah.
I was a little mad.
Yeah,
when his explaining what after he calms down, his explaining the incident was always hysterical.
Always,
yeah,
because he would say, "I was a little mad."
I was, maybe I got a little carried away.
Yeah,
and there were so many people who commented yesterday and all about what a good storyteller he was.
Mm-hmm.
And and he was. He was great. Mm-hmm. He was great.
It's like his favorite thing in the world, telling a story to a group of people, even if it was two other people.
Yeah, and even if he'd already told them three times.
300.
Yeah.
Or even ask, have I told you this before? And you'd say, and he'd still continue to tell the story.
Yeah, well. It's still the same. What happened was.
Yeah. Nothing changed. Yeah.
And, you know, Riggins would be getting madder by the second. It's like, I know. I'm ready. Like, he'd have his bag on his shoulder. I'm leaving.
He didn't care. He's going to get that story out.
You might as well just sit back down, son.
And, you know, you remember, Lindsay, when he would want to waste the most time after the show every time is when he had an appointment to get his hair cut in Charlotte.
Exactly.
Yeah. He could have a haircut appointment at 2 in Charlotte. We live 40 minutes north of the city. But he had to stay until 2, so he wanted that be the day we all hang out.
Let's brainstorm.
I would text TJ like under my cubicle and be like, "Are we done yet? Or are we going to hear about the story again?"
He goes, Lindsay, what we did that one time was. Oh my God.
Hey, Lindsay, have you heard the story yet? Yeah. Okay, well.
And I'm going, God, I hope Preston gets a cancellation.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, everybody. Hello. So it's our Remembering Ace Week continues. And really, there has been no structure laid out of anything like this day we're going to talk about this, and then this day we're going to focus on that, and this day we're going to focus on this. It's just kind of as the moments go. So today I thought maybe we would try to get back into where we can talk about issues of the day and things like that. We have something, a little way that we do things here on the show, and we've always done it. There are certain things that we do that we call ace bits. And, well, we didn't do them. Ace would always. We always knew the things that he was going to really, really put a lot of emphasis on. And one of those every year, the main one is that I don't know what college it comes from in Wisconsin. They put out the list every year of entering college freshmen don't know what these things are. And it's all these old things like that. When you say you faxed something, they have no idea what you're talking about. And he would go through that list. There could be 100 things on that list, and he'd want to go through every single one of them. He was like so interested in that.
He did. He loved that stuff.
And anything about music or charts or, you know, anything that we would see that was some sort of a record that somebody had broken for sales of their song or something, go, all right, well, Flag the Ace is going to want to talk about that.
Yeah. Any statistic to, yeah, like. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, he always found everything fascinating. I mean, I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
He wasn't kidding. No, he really did. He's like, find it fascinating.
And I'm fascinated by that. And he would hook onto words all of a sudden that he'd want to start using. And then he would just like pound. You know, we always picked on him about the time we interviewed one of his idols, which is Paul Stanley of the rock group Kiss. And Paul Stanley used the term bombastic twice in the interview, and then the next day Ace shows up using the word bombastic, working it in wherever he could. Now that was one, he was always good natured about, you know, we would pick at him and stuff, but he didn't like that one. He was like, you never use the word bombastic, why are you doing it? Because Paul Stanley did. But he was like, well, I mean, it's a good word. I mean, you learn stuff, you use stuff.
You learn stuff, you use, yeah,
stuff. I mean, this bombast. But there couldn't be a better adjective for Ace and his personality to use than bombastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, truly. Because he was bombastic.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So he would also... he would get onto these, I don't know, we all have them in the broadcast world. We call them crutches, where we would rely on, you know, certain words all the time or too much. And, one of his was always, it was bombastic for a while, but it was always, fascinating. And then absolutely was another. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, we have a list here from the Today Show's website. 65 classic Valentine's Day songs to fall in love with.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm. So, in honor of Ace, as a quote-unquote Ace bit, we're going to go over all 65 of them.
Oh, no.
No, we're not. We're not going to do all of them, but we'll go through the top ones. Coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, Remembering Ace continues. And we have, since Valentine's Day is Friday, and Ace was a romantic person. I mean, he was all into romance and things of that nature. But he told us that he had kind of gotten out of that the older he had gotten. Like, over the past few years, he had, you know, he'd kind of, you know, started looking at that differently, like, whatever.
It's, yeah.
But I mean, we used to pick at him because he would do all of these things, you know, pulling the mattress out in the living room floor and, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we have this list for Valentine's Day of the, it's 65 love songs. We're going to do the top 11, and I'll tell you why. Okay. 11 is significant. Number one, Endless Love by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie.
Great song.
Anybody know what movie that is on the soundtrack of, or from what movie that is?
Endless Love.
Movie called Endless Love.
Oh, I could guess that one. The title track.
Yeah. Oh, God. If this isn't him, Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
Oh, he loved Adele. Oh, my God, he loved her. And when you would rip on Adele, he would come to her defense quickly.
Because right. I would say, she's not really. I mean, I've heard her concerts. She's getting off key, and she can't talk without cussing, so she must not be that intelligent. You know, just kind of poking at her. If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys. I have a hard time, you know, putting a song with a grammatical mistake in the title in one of the top love songs. Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Now, this is a good one. I agree with this one a lot. I love this song. Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars.
Really? You like that song?
I do. I love
that. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Until I Found You by Steven Sanchez. I don't know that one.
That was a newer song.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. This one shouldn't be on the list. You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
You're Still the One, Shania Twain, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
give me a break.
One I don't know that I've ever heard, Fade Into You, but is it Mazzy Star?
Yeah, that was from the early 90s, I think.
Yeah. You Make My Dreams by Daryl Hall and John Oates. I don't know how that is. I love Daryl Hall and John.
That's kind of a... That.
Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. I don't know that one.
I'm so sick of that one.
Mm. Now, those are the 10. And we get to number 11. And number 11, I mean, this, because I'm reading this laughing this morning, because I know he would revisit this through the entire show today, keep yeah. coming back to it. I went, all right, now we got this list, and we left off with number 41. I mean, it's the whole time. But number 11 is a song that was a number, I think it may have reached number 80 on the charts. It was not a hit. And the biggest hit from this person in this album was like a top 15 hit, maybe number 15.
Okay.
Called Walking in Memphis. The guy's name is Mark Cohn. Walking in Memphis. Yeah. But there was another song on that album that was released that it made it barely top 100. But he loved it. It was his favorite love song of all time. And it's called True Companion. And it was number 11 on the list.
True Companion?
Yeah, by Mark Cohn.
Never heard of it.
Meanwhile, no one's ever heard of it.
No, but he got that album because of Walking in Memphis, and he found that song on that mm-hmm. album and loved it. Always loved it. His favorite love song.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, I'll have
but to nobody
to
knows it. So go look it up. True Companion by Mark Cohn, and think about Ace when you're listening to it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we're talking about Ace being a romantic. And, God, he used to get aggravated at me because there were times when I would stop and go, all right, I need to give him a break. Stop picking on him so much. Because I'd go like, yeah, you know, Jody and I are not like that. We're not all dramatic like that and everything. We're not. And I would say that's Ace's soap opera he lives in, you know.
But he was all those things.
Oh yeah, I mean poetry writing and you know poetry. All of it, you know. But he was always interested in everybody else's business, you know. Like he would be during the break, just in the chit chat. Riggins asked Lindsay what she was going to be doing for Valentine's Day with her husband. And Ace would have been all, well, so Lindsay, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Y'all going to get, you know, y'all go get Ace's favorite thing no matter what. Get a room? You going to go get a room? You know,
Rose petals.
I mean, he looked for any excuse to go get a hotel room for anything.
That is so true.
And it could have been just down the street, but it was going to be a hotel room.
It's like, okay,
most of the time it was.
Yeah, we live, like we were saying, I don't know, 40 to 45 minutes from downtown, uptown Charlotte. And if we had an event going on in Charlotte and it lasted past, I don't know, 5:30 in the evening, he'd say, well, I'm just going to get a room. I'm not driving all the way back up there and then back down here the next morning. I'm just going to get a room. I mean, no joke.
Yeah, no.
It wouldn't be any later than 5:30 and we could have been back at 6. He could have been in bed regular time. I'm just going to get a room. Oh, any excuse to get a room.
What's so funny about this is, you know how I deal with affiliates and stuff now? Mm-hmm. They're like, okay, so y'all need a room, right? And I'm like, no, it's done at noon. We'll just head home. They're like, oh, you don't need a hotel room?
Yeah, Ace always needed a room.
Ace always needed a room.
Ace came down here for a listener breakfast one morning, and we had to get him a room for that night.
He loved a hotel room.
And room service. He always wanted room service.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, and Riggins would just get disgusted talking about, so you sit in the bed and you're in a robe eating eggs and
with that little bottle of ketchup on your lap. It's like so gross. he always had the reason. He was like, you know, we didn't get to have this when I was a kid. And my dad always took us to the Motel 6. So now I always get the room.
Yeah. Except when his dad was living in a motel, like a motor, they call it a Motor Inns or Motor Lodge. And he had a hot plate in his room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was as close as Ace ever got to room service as a kid. But he loved that whole, it was almost like he lived his life in private as if there were cameras following him all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody was making a movie of his life all the time. So he wanted to be in that fancy robe in the hotel, and he wanted to have the room service. And he was a big tipper too. He'd always wanted to make sure I get his little something extra.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when we met Adam, and Adam became our business manager and all of that, Ace would always go, Adam, how much are you leaving for a tip? That's not enough. That's not enough. You're not leaving.
What you're telling Adam. Yeah.
But yeah, so he always wanted to get a room, and like Valentine's Day or birthday or anniversary, whatever, if he could swing it, meaning with the time allowed and all that, he was there.
Yeah.
Get a room. Mm-hmm. Get a room. All right. So we will find out if Lindsay's going to get a room this Valentine's Day coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. If you hear Lindsay just talking randomly, it's because she's broadcasting from her closet today, and her Zoom thing freezes from time to time. So I think just as we were coming on, she said, that froze.
Yeah. So. And all I see is TJ's face like.
Okay. So remembering Ace week continues, and we were talking about how Ace always wanted to know about people's, you know, what they were going to do. You know, relationship wise and all of that. Now Alexis is coming in Friday, I think, to in, even though she's only been with us for a short time, she has a lot of Ace stories, and you know, imagine somebody coming in just out of nowhere and observing, you know, oh wow, this is what this is really like that I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah. So sure. So we'll ask her about the time that Ace just looked at her and asked if she'd ever been mistaken for a hooker.
You're joking, or
didn't he? I can't wait to hear this story. I did not say that. He goes, all I said was some people would say that you dress like a hooker.
Oh, that you dress like, that's right.
Some people would say that.
Right.
I'm not saying that. That was his excuse for that, but she took it as the other.
I didn't say you steal. I just wondered if you steal.
Right. Yeah. And some people say, you look like you steal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Okay. So he would want to know what Lindsay and her husband Kyle are doing for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, so every year, Kyle's biggest client has us come down, or wherever. This year it's in Miami. Every year it's a different year, but it's always over Valentine's Day. And so we always do a group thing for Valentine's Day. It doesn't bother me, but I guess that lines up with their kids' school being off or whatever, which is fine. But we never have like a romantic Valentine's Day.
But are y'all romantic people though, in general?
No.
Because Riggins said that you're a cold fish. There's no way you would be doing romantic things.
Yeah. No. I mean, we do things, but not, I'm on a scale of like Ace and someone that's not, you know, at all. I'm like in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm no Ace, you know?
Right. When it comes to romance. Yeah.
I'm no rose petals. Like, you don't have to do all that. You're wasting your money, you know?
There's no way that a guy named Kyle can be that romantic.
Right.
What's up? I'm Kyle. I have a heart of gold. I'm a romantic.
Every time you hear of someone named Kyle, they're such a bro. You know,
you are an angel.
Hello, my sugar plum angel face.
You're a doll.
You're the light of my life, dude.
What's up, doll?
You don't even get it.
We are like one soul, but in two bodies.
Do you want to like Happy marry me?
Kyle. Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah, great.
You picture him, his pet name for Lindsay being dude.
Hey, dude, bro. Dude.
I'm not bro or dude. I'm your wife.
Dude, you look super hot. The love of my life.
Yeah. Make them jealous, babe.
Romeo.
Show them what I've got. I'm proud.
That's great.
Bless him. And he's not like that at all.
He's not. No, he's great. No. He's probably very romantic, I'm sure.
No, he's not romantic. Chicago people aren't romantic.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.